Tantour Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Chelsea Girls by Eileen Miles. Narrated by Eileen Miles. About this book. Apart from the fact of trying to figure out if Chelsea Girls is a novel or a memoir or a collection of stories, or whether it's really even a book at all, I think I mainly want to tell you that in the time of the writing of Chelsea Girls, which was long, 1980 to 1993, was the actual time of the composition of the thing. I mostly needed to say what I thought was real. I wanted to cover it. I probably wanted to make a film more than anything else, and so did my girlfriend for much of this time. But how could we make a film? We had so little. People were making films around us in the East Village, and we weren't even seeing them, but we were hearing about them, and we wanted to make films too. And we tried one night, and we thought about it for months, and I don't think I even saw that footage for years, but we had no idea what we were shooting since the camera didn't have that part to tell when it was shooting or not. But the point was, we made that attempt, and finally, I just wrote about it. The first chapter I wrote here, Bread and Water, was like a substitute film. Because we couldn't make a film, I just had to decide that writing could be a film. So Chelsea Girls initially and finally is a lot of things it's not. Little films, videos, performances, accounts of lots of recuperated disasters, long-form poetry, myths. Like, I look at my secret favorite story here, February 13th, 1982, and it's an account of the disaster of the author's first book party. Everybody who writes knows, and even people who don't write know this, that a book will change your life. So this is a story about how that didn't happen, and how it did. I remember thinking that night that being famous was about the stupidest thing there was. To be standing at your party.